Let him just welcome you, brothers and sisters, wherever you are, to this Malawi as well as Kasungu Grace Church gathering, whereby Christ alone is preached without compromise. And we'll sing a song that says, "Pass me not, O precious Savior, hear my humble cry." We'll sing in our local language. After scripture reading, go into the same verse song into English version. Nyimbo namba 20, msandibidilire Yesu, katero vila kandikwere ngedwa kwa mau, amchingelezi, the real tika imba ya mchizungu yake namba 81. Then the number 20 nyimbo, za tuzo, msandibidilire Yesu. Sandi piti lile
Oh,
Our scripture reading from the Old Testament to come from Psalms chapter 23, verses 1 through 6. Asalimo muto 23 ndi makero ya bayo kalekezaya 6 ndi mene tiwelenge mchipangano chakale kwa kwelengedwa kwa mau Asalimo 23 verse 1 kutika mose maakula usalimo la Davide Psalms of Jah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. 2. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy Lord and thy staff, they comfort me. 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. For sure, the Lord is our shepherd, and he leadeth his own to the still water. He stores the souls of the elect. We will just sing the same song in our in English. Psalm number 81. Nyimbo number 81 ya mchizungu mweyo kwenda uzira kwa yashishowe mene timaimba. Pass me not, O gracious Savior, O
Oh, Leading will come from John chapter 10 from verses 1, whereby Brother Felix Mandaras will lead us.
Johannes 10 verse 1. Za mbusa wabwino indetu ndine na ndi inu iye osala wa mkola la nkosa kukomo koma akwele na kwina iyeyu ndiye wakuba ndi walanda. Koma iye wakulowera pakomo ndiye mbusa wankosa. Iyeyu wapakomo amtsogolira ndipo nkosa zimva mau ake. Ndipo aita na nkosa za iyeyeka maina awo nazitsogolera kunja. Pamenepo adatulutsa zonse za iyeyeka azitsogolera. Ndipo nkosa zimtsata iye chifukwa zidziwa mau ake. Verse number 5. Koma mlendo sizimtsata koma zimtawa chifukwa sizidziwa mau alendo. Fanizo ili Yesu adanena kwa iwo koma sana zindikira zimene Yesu ananyukulankula nao. Verse 7. Chifukwa chake Yesu adanena so nawo, indetu ndinena ndi inu, ine ndine khomo la nkosa, onse amene adza mtsogolo mwa ine ali akuba ndi olanda, koma nkosa sizimva iwo, ine ndine khomo ngati wina alowa ndi ine adzapulumutsidwa nadzalowa nadzatuluka nadzapeza mbusa. Verse number 10. Sikudzambala koma kuti ikabe ndikupa ndikuononga. Nadza ine kuti akhale ndi moyo ndikukhala nawo ochuluka. Ine ndine mbusa wabwino. Mbusa wabwino ataya moyo wache chifukwa cha nkosa. Verse number 12. Wolipidwa amene sakhala mbusa. Amene nkosa sizili zake zayekha. Aona mbulu ulinkudza nasiya nkosazo nathawa. Ndipo mbulu uzikwatula nuzibalalitsa chifukwa ali olipidwa. Ndipo sana samala nkosa. Verse number 14. Ine ndine mbusa wabwino. Ndipo ndizindikira zanga. Ndi zanga zindizindikira ine. Monga Atate wandidziwa ine ndi mdziwa Atate. Ndipo nditaya moyo wanga chifukwa cha nkosa. Verse number 16. Ndipo nkosa zina ndili nazo zimene sizili chakola ili. Izinso ndiyenera kuzitenga ndipo zidzamva mau anga. Ndipo zidzakhala gulu limodzi mbusa mmodzi. Chifukwa cha ichi Atate andikonda ine. Chifukwa ndinataya ine moyo wanga kuti ndikautengenso. Verse number 18. palipe wina andicho tsara uu koma ndi utaya inendeka ndipo ndirinayo mpamvu ya kuutaya ndi mpamvu ndirinayo ya kuutenganso lamulo ili ndinalilandira kwa atate wanga panakhalanso kutsutsana pakati pa ayuda chifukwa cha mau awa verse number 20 koma ambiri mwa iwo adanena ali ndi chiwanda nachita misala mukumva iye bwanji verse 21 ena adanena mau awa sali a munthu wogwidwa chiwanda ayi koma chiwanda chikhoza kumtsegulira maso wosaona verse 22 koma kunali phwando la kukonzekanso mYerusalemu nyengoyo ndiya chisanu ndipo Yesu adali kuyendayenda mkachisi mukhumbi la Solomo pamenepo Ayuda anamzungulira iye nanena ndi iye kufikira liti musinkhasinkha moyo wathu ngati inu ndinu Kristu tiwuzeni momveka Yesu anayankha iwo ndakuwuzani ndipo simukhulupirira ntchitozi ndizichita ine mdzina la tate wanga zimenezi sindichitira ine umboni verse 26 koma inu simukhulupirira chifukwa simuli amwa nkhosa zanga verse 27 nkhosa zanga zimva mau anga ndipo ine ndizizindikira ndipo zinditsata ine ndipo ine ndizipatsa moyo wosatha ndipo sizidzawonongeka kunthawi yonse ndipo palibe munthu adzazikwatula mdzanja langa verse number 29 atate wanga amene anandipatsa izo ali wamkulu ndi onse ndipo palibe wina angathe kuzikwatula mdzanja la atate verse number 30 ine ndi atate ndife amodzi amen
hai ine ndi atate ndife amodzi let us close our eyes and pray tipembere our dear heavenly father we thank you this afternoon here in Malawi morning in USA because of whatever Lord you have set forth for your elect. Thank you for the amazing food that Lord you have already set forth for your people so that the people might have a luncheon, might have a dinner, might have a breakfast, eating the spiritual food that gives nourishment to the lives of the elect only. We worship you and bless your name only. Father, we pray because of Brother Ken, who is to preach. Uphold him with your power, so that he might speak the oracles. He might speak whatever God you are to communicate to your people. Use him, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ and him crucified. We worship and glorify your name. Amen. Brother Ken, take the microphone. Now it's your time. Preach whatever God spoke to you this afternoon here, morning there.
Thank you very much. Let's take our Bibles and look together in Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 19 through 28 is my text. And my subject is Christ, our High Priest. Now, in the Old Testament, God established the priesthood whereby men that were chosen of God served as representatives of the people before him in worship.
Verse
ngati chithunzi-thunzi cha mtsogolo cha zimene Yesu atakachite wansembe okhala ndi wanthu.
There were two types of priests. There were those that were called the Levitical priests, and their role was to serve the high priest.
Ansembe mchipangano chakale adalipo amitumbi iwiri. Ansembe oyamba gulu ansembe oyamba anali alevi akumtundu alevi amene ntchito yake kunali kupanga usembe kugwirira usembe kutumikira wansembe wamkulu.
Of those Levitical priests, God appointed Aaron and his sons as the high priest. So there was an order in how it was that these were to approach unto God. They just could not come and go as they pleased.
Mulungu adayika dongosolo ndi ndondomeko yamene anthu ayenekera kubwera kwa Mulungu. Sanali muchikungu obwera vacha-vacha, ngolire nafunuka kumana Mulungu nikubwera ayi. Padali ndiye mndondomeko njira zoti anthu azikutsamo kuraka kumana ndi Mulungu.
God is holy and just, and therefore it required that these should approach unto him just as God himself dictated.
Mulungu ndi woyera, koma so ndi wolungama. Chifukwa chimenecho adapanga dongosolo, ndicho ndicho anthu popita kwa Mulunguyo, azipita mwa dongosolo labwino, chifukwa kupita kwa Mulungu amene ndi woyera, koma so wolungama.
They were to offer sacrifices unto the Lord on behalf of the people.
Ansembe ntchito yawo kunali kumapereka nsembe pa maguwa ansembe kuperekera anthu.
So now here is, in verse 19 of my text, Hebrews 7, a startling statement, perhaps, but it says, the law made nothing perfect. In other words, God never established that Old Testament priesthood to be a way of salvation. That's because this was established as a picture or a type of a better priesthood to come. The way the Spirit directed the writer to the Hebrews to state it here in verse 19 is that that law could make nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did. The better hope is the Lord Jesus Christ, who was to come and fulfill all of those types and pictures and promises.
Akamati chembedzo choposa amalankhula za Yesu Khristu amene adayikidwa mtsogolo kuti adzabwera kuti akakwaniritse malonjezano onse ndi abwino pa anthu ake.
That's why verse 19 says, by the which, in other words, which hope, we draw nigh unto God.
Ndifaka kupitiliza pa ndima ka 19 inofika kumapeto kuti chimene tiyandikira nacho.
Here is an amazing truth that from the beginning of time, ever since the fall, God has never changed his way of salvation or how it is that sinners are to approach unto him.
Kumatwe apatikuona kudabwisa kwa Mulungu Kuri mene ada pangila, atokela pachiambi mpana pano, sada sisa njila, imene pame nikila alfadutemo, kutako kumanebi mungu yo.
We still need a sacrifice.
Pakufunika be sembe yoti iperekebe kuri mtu apungie machimo wake. Sembe yofunikira pachisa chilichonse.
We still need a high priest to represent us before God. Nothing has changed there. But what has changed is who that sacrifice is. And what has changed is who is that high priest. If we don't approach unto God as He dictates, even today, then it is false worship. We don't bring sacrifices of animals. At one point, that was required, that they be without blemish. Before we gather for worship, we don't have a human high priest today that takes a sacrifice and pours out blood in order for us to worship God. But we do have a sacrifice that's required, and that is the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And we do have in the Lord Jesus Christ that high priest that God required. But you notice the contrast here between those priests of the Old Testament and Christ, our high priest. So what we see in this text is why Christ is that better hope, and why it is through Him that we draw nigh unto God. No other way. So notice here the contrast and comparisons between the Old Testament priests and Christ, our high priest. Here's the first contrast in verse 20. It says, "And inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest." You see, there were those that would argue, well, Christ didn't qualify as a high priest because he wasn't of Aaron's descent. He was of the tribe of Judah.
Adam
But nonetheless, that's how God purposed it, so that we could see the difference between those Old Testament priests that came from Aaron and Levi and Christ, the high priest of the tribe of Judah. Some might say, well then, how was he set apart as a high priest? Because the Old Testament high priests were set apart with an oath, with a consecration. The way verse 20 is written, it's stating when it says, and inasmuch as not without an oath he was made high priest, it's saying that he too was set apart with an oath. Go on and see in verse 21 how this was fulfilled, because the writer says, for those priests were made without an oath. In other words, if they were of the line of Levi and of the sons of Aaron, then that is what qualified them to be priests. But the Lord Jesus Christ, as it says here, this with an oath. In other words, this was a special consecration of the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't just come into this by lineage, because he was not of the line of Levi and Aaron, but by the appointment of God himself. So if anybody would ask, well, what qualifies the Lord Jesus Christ to be that high priest, seeing he's not of Aaron's descent? The answer is, God himself appointed him. Says there, an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek was a king and a priest of the Old Testament that came out to meet Abraham after Abraham had come back from delivering Lot and his family from captors that had come and taken them.
Melchizedek Ndipo adayamba kuonekera poyamba Abrahamu atakamenya nkhondo yopulumutsa Loti. Pochoka kumeneko adakumana ndi Melekizedeki panjira ndipo adapereka nsembe kumpatsa Melekizedekiyo.
The name Melchizedek is actually a title. We don't know where this man came from, and after that encounter with Abraham, we don't know where he went. He is without beginning and without end. But the name Melchizedek actually means the King of Righteousness.
Bible silimaonetsa kuti Melekizedeki adabadwa liti, adachokera kuti, koma litakangoonekera pamene Abraham auzoka kunkhondo adakangokumana naye Melekizedeki ali fumu ya chilungamo, ndikungokumana naye uchankupereka nsembe. Ndi Bible silimaonetsa kuti adakumanaso ndi Abraham adapita kuti ayi adangosowa pomwepo sadaonekeso. Chimodzi chachikulu chimene tiyenekera kudziwa nchana kuti Melekizedeki dzina lake limatanthauza kuti mfumu ya chilungamo komanso ya muyaya.
So just as Melchizedek, we know nothing of his beginning, and we know nothing of his end, but that person, Melchizedek, served as a type of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is without beginning and without end.
Amen. Abraham atakumana ndi Yesu pamene pachapo. Ndiye masuwa kadaona kuti Yesu ngoyamba komanso otsiriza amene alibe chiyambi komanso chitsiriziro chifukwa kadapereka nsembe kwa iye uja.
And when it says here that this with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, he's actually quoting from Psalm 110.
Ndi chifukwa chake mawuyawa onena kuti koma iye amene anena kwa iwe walumbira Ambuye ndipo sadzalapa, iwe ndiwe mwana wanga, iwe ndiwe wansembe nthawi yosatha. Mawuyawa akutengera kuchokera mbuku la Masalimo 110.
I'll tell you this, if you have a child, don't call him Melchizedek. That was reserved for Christ alone.
Wow. Mufune ndikuwuzeni, inu amene mukadabereka wana, chonde msakesere dala mwana wanu mcha Melekizedeki. Ndi dzina limene adachilowa lipanga mabadera dera loyimira Yesu Kristu yekha.
Here in Psalm 110 in the Old Testament, it's foretelling the work of the Lord Jesus Christ as king and priest.
Kula Masalimo 110 mchipangano chakale likulankhula kulosera za Yesu Kristu ntchito yake ndi kukwaniriswa konse kwa maudindo ake onse zimene adachite. Masalimo 110 page 560.
I'll just mention that to you so you can go back and read that later, but this is what the writer to the Hebrews is noting here when he says the Lord swear and will not repent. He'll never turn back from this one who was established as priest and king in Melchizedek, in his order. In other words, this one that he raised up just for a time in the Old Testament to serve as a type of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jeno, bukula mkadia Melchizedek, adango negira kantawika moti, undawi Abrahamuyo, ndicho linga choka vumbulutsa, kutikuli Yesu Kristo amena kwena mtsogolo, amene aliwa muyaya, amene samasi, amene alita chiyambi, ngakale chitsiriziro. Ndiye kumene kubukula Eberi kumene tawerenga kuti kuti Yehova adakupangira wansembe sadzalapa. Kuti ndozo ndi zimene Mungu adazikhazikitsa sizimasintha zili momwemo.
As we come back here to Hebrews 7, we see then how in contrast to these Old Testament priests, in contrast even to Melchizedek as a king and priest, it says, verse 22, but so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. That word surety in verse 22 means somebody who takes complete charge of another to themselves, to their account. Today, if you were to go down to the bank to get a loan, the bank is going to ask somebody else to sign as a guarantor in case you can't fulfill your obligations, then that person would fulfill them for you. That's a guarantor. But a surety is somebody who stands in the place of another who has nothing. In other words, there is nothing that they can bring to this, so it takes the surety to stand completely in their place without requiring anything of the other. See, there are those today who think that Jesus is a guarantor for them. In other words, they try their best, they bring what they can, and wherein they fail, then they say that Jesus stands in for them as a guarantor. And together, they think that that's how they have acceptance with God. But the truth is that none of us has anything at all to recommend us to God. So we don't need a guarantor. We need a surety. We need one who does the work from beginning to end and takes it all upon himself, for which God then is well pleased in him, the surety. And that's the glorious good news of the gospel, that the Lord Jesus Christ is that surety. He is that high priest that represents his people before God. So it's shown us that everything about the Old Testament, as beautiful as it is in type and picture, can never compare to the one that it foretold, the Lord Jesus Christ. So in this we see both a hope of those for whom Christ is that representative. We also have a warning not to go back to that law and try to pick it up and think that somehow we now can finish or add to what Christ did.
Kuri nuyo amene Kristo adakuferani, masoana zindikira ndiko zindikira chipulumuso chanu. Musabwereleso kugombekeza ntchito, musabwereleso kumasanzi kwatsala chilamulo, ayi, musabwereleso mbuyo.
See, today, there are many, many preachers who set themselves up as being the new priests. So, it's through them that the people now can have access to God, and they set themselves up as those priests.
Masiku ano, alipo gululi na lawa antu, limene lima zicha kukala zibusa kula kuru, hansembe atsopa ano, amene ama laba ima bagarima wa antu jimuru. Nipo ngari niyo mufuna munu wa ujiye ni fundo kwa ya uzizidike banti, akupembele nina amene unamene atomuro isanika murungu. Siwani limene nipoza mkukuniza,
you realize that through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament, that everyone that Christ redeemed is a priest before God. If you look at Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5 and 6, you'll see what the word says. Revelation 1, 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
And
then look at verse 6. And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So for any man to set himself up as a priest before God on behalf of the people, he does so to his own condemnation, because everyone that Christ has redeemed is a believer priest.
Ndiyeno ansembe amene ama jikazika oka uli akarira oi mira wantu. Ama zivanga uli waja zuchoti agapite kwa murungu kutasa unongeke. Kwa malimene ndibota chifuba wokulupirira aliense amene Kristo adamufera. Sama soeka so ansembe wina jipoya adapatika unsembe ndibondi wansembe akuzo vila kwa murungu taina liyose mwapanda chomchinga.
That being said, there still is ever only one high priest that we serve, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like in the Old Testament, the priests served the high priest. The sacrifices that they brought were those animal sacrifices. We, as God's priest today, serve our high priest, but the sacrifice by which we come is that which he himself offered through his shed blood.
Fani imene kuonekera apa yonna kuti wansembe amagwira ntchito kukhala pansi akulu. Ndi chimodzi modzi mu masiku ano adawasera adawapanga kukhala ansembe amene atumikira wansembe wamkulu amene ndi Yesu Khristu.
So coming back here to Hebrews 7, this is why we see that there had to be a change. Those priests of the Old Testament did not continue forever. In other words, they died, and then others had to be raised up in their place. That's what it says in Hebrews 7:23, and they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. There had to be somebody always taking their place.
Ndipale ndimaka 23 ya Hebrews 7 akuti ndipo iwo ndiwo ambiri akakhala ansembe popeza imfa idawaletsa asakhalebe amafa ansembe akalewo.
Now here's the contrast in verse 24. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. In other words, he'll never ever cease being that high priest for which God the Father established him. So do you see why he's called the better hope? Do you see why he is the surety of a better testament, as we see in verse
22?
Do you really want to go back under that Old Testament law and have human priests that live and die, and yet no perfection, no salvation can come from them? Remember verse 19 began with, the law made nothing perfect. Hope is in this one who came and fulfilled the law. That's why verse 25 says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. The way it's written, to make intercession for them, tells us that it's not for everybody. Christ is not everybody's high priest. It is for them who are described here that come unto God by him.
Siuri Yesu Kristu ndiwa nsembe wa wina aliese, aayi. Chifuwa vesiyo, ikulangula kuti yeyo, ama kulumusa kwa sekosho hiyo, akuyandikira kwa Mulungu. Nsozo ni mwa nsembe, wawo kawa, amena da andikira kwa Mulungu, amene Mulungu ada wakoka, kuna yandikira kwa yeyo, ya ama kwa nsembe wa 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 nsemb
There are many today that claim to have Jesus as their Savior. They claim Him as their High Priest, and yet they are not coming unto God by Him. They come by their will, they come by their works, and again, they just claim His name, hoping that that will be enough for God to accept them. But here it is exclusively those that come exclusively by Him. To come by Him is to come by His authority alone. In other words, He is the one that draws those that come to God by Him. To come by Him is to come by His power alone. Because Scripture says no man can come unless it be given him of the Father. To come by Him is to come by His will alone. It's not God waiting for you to will or me to will. No. He makes His people willing in the day of His power. To come by Him is to come by His shed blood alone. Christ said that of all that the Father has given Him, He should lose none. That blood was not shed in vain. He actually draws each one for whom He shed the blood. To come by Him is to come by His life and intercession for them. In other words, He ever lives. He didn't just die. He rose again, ascended on high. He ever lives, it says here in verse 25, to make intercession for them. How different this message of Scripture compared to what people are hearing today, that God has done all He can do, and now the rest is up to you. And you've got preachers begging people to come to a Jesus that in no way represents the Christ of Scripture.
Deno ama muonesa Yesu Kristu, mungawo mpapempa, kura udigila mpapu za muntu,
audigila kusanga diwe senta wa mundu kumela tapange kuri jimela tapange jimela yesu wana uri hei wakuza wani sanga neba siyembo yenda nawe yesu amene yesu wa wana yesu wa mbaibulo ni yesu wa wantu wope puka amena liwe mpavu pavu ama dalile zimene ufunewe yo mundu.
As the Spirit of God is pleased to reveal this Christ in the hearts of those for whom he paid the debt, their eyes are open to see that glorious high priest by whom we have acceptance with a holy God. Look how he's described in verse 26. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens.
Zimaga 26. Ikuti. Kuti mkuru wa nsembe. Wotere anatiene, anatiene la ife. Woyela mtima. Wopanda choipa. Wosa detselwa. Wosia anandio chima. Wakukala. Yami yamba.
So when it says here that he was such an high priest that became us. In other words, he had to identify with sinners in their need, and yet he had to be sinless before God the Father.
Mau olida kuti kuru wa sembe wotele anatie nilai. Mau odi anatie nilai fi akutantauza kuti ife munga nchotima. Yeyo adabwela mtubi ngafana na nafte mkushimwa kwa tu kuna kwa nse kutuchila chimo limene lida alindifeyo.
See, this is the mystery of salvation, in that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ a high priest that became us as us, in other words, and yet he had to be without sin, holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens.
Mkani ya ikulu ya kuti yeyo mwondo mungu wa wera nguwa rungama adalawa mmalomu atu na jengama onegede ya utimo kumaya sari wa utima njwa ndere akajwa sema jimo atu njikulitza kwa ya kutipi kareni mwai mwere kashima ya izo chobano mwema kwa hano kutipu wake mnyuka yake kumaya dikale mekese yeyo mwe watu onse.
So this is how he differs from those of the Old Testament, because they were sinners. They were there as representatives of sinners before God, but they themselves were sinners. That's why they died. But he became us in everything that we are. He was tempted in all things like as we are, yet without sin.
Ansembe amchipangano chakale adali wochimwa ndipo akalakwitsa abafa pamene Yesu wansembe wamkulu adatenga maonekedwe athu auchimo kome yeyo adafa ndikuuka kwa kufa ichi chitsimikizo kuti Yesu ndiye wansembe wamkulu amene alina kwakuthekera kukhako koyimira wanthu kuwapulumutsa kumachimo awo.
You see, there are those preachers today, particularly here in the United States, but whatever starts here ends up in the world, unfortunately. But they believe that when Christ came and identified with sinners, that he actually became a sinner in identifying with their sin. That's what they preach. But I'm telling you, those that preach this profess to be grace preachers. They believe that salvation's of God entirely, but they make Christ to be a sinner. They say that God could not have slain his son had were he not actually made a sinner. That's what they preach.
Mungu saka da mungola uri ya feva mtanda. Chifo mungu saka da pamwa na wake. Ndiye kufabuwa wa mtanda pa jonchi sindiki. Yotu na Yesu. Hada ashimwa. Muna kama uweza tengo mene wa amala. Kikira na ajiso moso. Kumala kwa hindi kila kutafi. Kumene koko. Nutenga wa jinyo kusuo na.
But the contrast is clear here in scripture in verse 27. Because he is who he is, it says, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the sins of the peoples. So, he was different. He did not have to offer up any offering for his own sin. He had none.
Siku ndi siku, munga akuru ansembe, ama perekira mchimangalo jakale, chifuwa nadali woshima. Yoya mbira, chifuwa jazo iba za iyo eni, ina chifuwa jazo iba za wantu, pakuti ichi, arashita kamozi kwa ta, kuzipereka yeka.
Notice the contrast between him and the priests of the Old Testament, and his sacrifice, and that of the sacrifices of the Old Testament. There's a contrast.
Murani muone pali kusiana kwa kukuru, pakati pa nsembe anchipangano jakale, nisembe zao zimena ama zimeneka anchipangano jakale, kusiana ta Yesu Kristu, nisembe mili Yesu Kristu anapereka.
They had to make many sacrifices and could never, ever stop because it could not put away sin. But it says here in verse 27, this he did once when he offered up himself. So he's not only the high priest, he is the sacrifice. And so verse 28 concludes, for the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity. Everything in the Old Testament, by way of type and picture, had weakness. That's why when we go back and read the law, we not only see the infirmities of those that God raised up to serve as these types, but we especially see our own infirmities, because we know that were we under the law, there would be no salvation. Here's the glorious hope of those for whom God established his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as is high
priest.
It says there in verse 28, but the word of the oath, that's God's word concerning his son, which was since the law, It says, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. Everything points to his Son. How do you know, how do you recognize those for whom Christ is their high priest? They give him all the glory. They have none in themselves. All the glory belongs unto him. Those that the Spirit of God has drawn to Christ by His grace, they look to the Lord Jesus Christ alone as their high priest, their intercessor, their sacrifice, their hope before a holy God. May the Lord bless this word to the glory and honor of His Son. Amen. I'll turn it back to you.
To God be all the glory, because He is the only one worthy to be blessed. And who sing the song that brings glory and honor to His Son, born, how great Thou art. Imba nyimbo, pamene tikutsenga, yachishewa, tikalilumikiza yachizungu. Nyimbo nambala 83 muchizungu, idamikizika yachishewa nambala 15. Ndikayamba ndi 15 muchizewa, tikango idumfira, novira kuchizungu zake, nambala 83, tingo sunga posepo. Tikambira nambala 15 muchishewa. Oye wanga.
Da da wa da wa.
then shall I bow. And the prophet, I would have been a when sees my soul, my Savior blood, see, how great thou art, how great thou art. When sees my soul, my Savior blood, how great thou art, how great thou art. My soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art. That's my soul, for humble my words have brought to thee. How great thou art.
How great
thou art. Yes, then sings my soul, how great thou art. Brother Cain, look to God in prayer as we are closing the service of this week.
Gracious Father, thank you for these moments in your word, how needful they are for us. And I thank you for the revelation of your Son in our hearts, that this is not just some head knowledge that you give, but truly reveal in our hearts through your word, him who is that word and of whom that word of oath was declared. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased, and that in him we have that high priest whereby we come unto you and is able to save to the uttermost those that come to you by him. I pray for these dear brethren, for these dear men that you've raised up to preach the gospel there in Malawi. Lord, you know those that are yours, and ours is simply to exalt your Son every time we preach and believe and know that you will draw those for whom Christ has paid the debt to yourself. And so I commend them to you. I pray for us here in the United States, as it's the beginning of our day here, and we will soon be gathering once again with those that you're pleased to gather for worship. Pray for your blessing as the word goes forth, and thank you for the sweet fellowship that we enjoy in, through, and by your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ alone, in whose name I pray. Amen.
Amen.